place because you care. Oh, the steadfast love, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Oh, it never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new. They are new every morning. So new, new every morning. So new.
I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. Oh yes, I bless your name.
Some midnight hour, some
midnight hour. If you should find,
oh, you find
you in a prison,
turn in your mind,
reach out and pray, defy those chains,
and you will flow. Oh, hallelujah!
In Jesus' name,
I bless your name.
Name. I bless your name.
Oh Lord,
I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name.
That's the song of the overcomers. Praise the Lord. In faith. To heights unknown. To heavenly places. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, once again, we say thank you for yet another week. Here we are, Lord, in your presence, God. Father, even as we've sung this song, I bless your name, I bless your name. Oh, how we see it as the song of the overcomer to reach out in faith. Oh, to heights unknown, to heavenly places, Lord. With that fervent desire, Lord, upon our heart, Lord, to please you, God. Oh, even that, Lord Jesus. Oh, the passion, oh God, to know your word, God. And reaching out in the spirit, Lord Jesus, this morning. Here we are, oh God, with all humility, with all reverence, Lord. As Father, we've come, oh God, because you've called us to be here this morning. Lord, we thank you for the week that has gone, and we thank you that you've opened this day also another week for us, starting right in your presence, Lord. Father, I want to commit the Sunday school, Lord, into your hands here and upstairs. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, Lord, will teach us, O God, by your word, O God. So, Lord, this morning, as we sit at your feet, O God, we are with all ears, Lord, to hear from you and our heart ready to receive also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's read Revelation 2:11. Today we see if we can start with the reward for the Church of Smyrna, the second church age. Let's read. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah. As we have been hearing this statement all the time, he that overcometh, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. This statement had always been made to every church age. Praise the Lord. And the prophet said, he refers to it as the voice of the Spirit. I love that one. Amen. The voice of the Spirit. So, he that hath an ear, let him hear the voice of the Spirit. Praise God. And then the prophet said, it may be that millions will hear these words and then read them, but how many will pay heed to them? You see, he said, for that we don't know. But he who will lend his ear and want to know the word of truth will find the Spirit of God enlightening him. Amen. If your ear is open to the word, the Spirit of God will make the word real to you. He said, now that's the work of the Spirit. He said, I can teach you truth. I can teach you truth. But if you don't open your ears to hear, amen. You see, and your heart to receive it, you won't get the revelation. Amen. You won't get a revelation. So the prophet said, notice, the Spirit is speaking to what? Speaking to the churches. And this is what? He said it is plural. It's not singular. So to the churches. So the Spirit, he said, all these things that we are studying, it is not meant for the local church at that time in Asia Minor, but it's meant for all the church ages, including today where we are now. Amen. So he said, watch carefully. Let every age take heed. For what is going on here is only the start. What is going on here is only the start. That little tree that was planted is going to grow. It is going to grow through the ages. The message to every Christian in every age. Amen. So, for our studies, we have been seeing that the church in the beginning, that's the Acts of the Apostles. The church in the beginning, the Acts of the Apostles. We could see that the devil or the enemy could not enter. When Ananias and the Sapphira, they tried to bring in the works of the enemy, they were exposed. Praise the Lord. You see. But when this revival now started as the church of Ephesus, there were two groups. Amen. Because the prophet said every revival It brings forth what? Two groups. Amen. Every revival brings forth what? Two groups. Let me read something here. He said, every revival that's ever been born in the world produces twins. That's right. Every revival has twins, as Esau and Jacob. So that's how it is. So the Acts of the Apostles, it started perfectly. But when this revival now shifted into the church of Ephesus, revival, it carried what? Two groups. Amen. So our studies have been to follow these two groups. Praise the Lord. To trace them as the church goes. And so we see that there is the false vine and the true vine moving together. And God speaks to both of them. That is where many people are what? Are being led astray. Because God speaks to the false vine and speaks to the true vine. Praise the Lord. See? The rain falls upon both what? The tares and the wheat. They receive the same. So you could see that the tares also receive that same word, manifestations. So that's where it is. But always, as the Bible says, the elect will never be deceived. See? So these two groups, we are following them through the church ages. And we could see that in the first church age, it started as what? The deeds of the Nicolaitans. As a saying. And then how it overlapped into the second church age, this minor. And then they became something like a gathering, a group, which Jesus called them the synagogue of Satan. Because that gathering wasn't of God. You see, but meanwhile, they also claim to be what? To be the church. You see. Then we saw it now into the third church age. Now it becomes the deeds of the Nicolaitans have become now what? The doctrine of the Nicolaitans in the third church age, that's Pergamos. And even there also they had the doctrine of Balaam. So you see how the church was what? Just drifting. Praise the Lord. Started as a saying in the first church age, the deeds. Now it comes into the second church age, Smyrna. They become a gathering, a group. Amen. The synagogue of Satan. And then as they move to the third church age, Pergamos, it now become what? A doctrine. And they had even the doctrine of Balaam as well in the church of Pergamos. You see. So now we are tracing also the true vine alongside. And there is a hope. You see, there is hope for the true believers because Jesus promised that anyone that will be able to overcome. So we see that in the first church age, Ephesus, all those who can overcome, to them, he said, they will be given what? The tree of life. To eat of the tree of life in the midst of paradise. See, and the prophet said, it is a future reward that they will receive from the Lord. Praise the Lord. So today, we want to see Smyrna, the promise to the true believers also. Praise God. So let's look at it here. That's what, before we can look at Smyrna, let's look at the condition that was in that church, the condition of the church. So let's read Revelation 2:11. Oh, we read that one. Oh, no. The condition of the church. Let's read Revelation 2:9. It's minor, the church condition. Number the prophet said the spiritual climate. So what is he saying? He said, I know thy works and thy tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So you see, the church of Smyrna, that's the condition. That's the spiritual climate that was in the church of Smyrna. And could you see that Jesus is speaking to what? Two groups. I know thy works and thy tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. Jesus addressing what? The true vine, the believers. I know your tribulation, what you are going through. I know your poverty, but you are rich. Amen. And then he talked to the other group also. I know the blasphemy of them. You see, we say they are Jews and are not, but are of all the synagogue of Satan. You see. So that was the condition of the church at that time. Then the prophet said, the key to this age is most evidently tribulation. So you could see that the persecution has started. The false vine is persecuting what? The true vine. Because here he said, I know your tribulations. So the persecution has started. So the prophet said, the key of this age is most evidently tribulation. If there was tribulation in the first church age, there is now predicted an intensified tribulation throughout the second age. Amen. It has been intensified. The prophet read, let's quickly turn to that, Hebrews. Hebrews 10. Let's quickly turn to that one. Hebrews 10. It said from 32 to 38, but we shall read only the 32 and then read the 38. Hebrews 10. The persecution has started. Hebrews 10, 32. He said, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated as lightened, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. When you have been enlightened, you see, when you received the light, you have been what? You went through, you endured a great fight of what? Affliction. Now let's count to 38. When you get time, read that whole place. Now, the just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back. Amen. Unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. So that is what? The stand of the true believers. That was the stand of the true believers. They are people that will never go back. No matter the tribulation that they will go through. So the persecution has started right in the second church age. You see, he said, if it has started in the first church age, the second church age, it has what? Intensified. Now, the Lord God Almighty says, I know. There he is walking in the midst of his people. And he is the chief shepherd of the flock, walking in the midst of his people as the chief shepherd of the flock. But he does not hold back the persecution. They were persecuting his children, but he never held it. Amen. It doesn't even stem the tribulation. Or the whole thing, he says that, I know. You see. The prophet said, look, this is a stumbling block. It looks like as if it's a stumbling block. This is to so many people. Like Israel, for instance, they wondered why, if God really loves them, how can God be just and loving, and then he stands by, watches his people to suffer? Why should it be so? But one thing we know, the love of God, we know it already. Amen. Amen. The love of God is what? It's election. Having been what? Elected. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Election alone. That he had called you out from the wicked hands, the wicked world. That alone shows the love of God. So, once he had called you, you go through what? Persecution. You don't look at it. You look more to be, look more to your election rather. That you have been elected. See, so that's the love of God. Said the love of God was proven truly by the fact that we have been chosen unto what? Unto salvation. Amen. So now let's look at the reward for the second church age also. He said, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Amen. Mm-hmm. The prophet said, now, once again, the Spirit is talking. The voice of the Spirit is talking to all ages. And this age is to comfort us, even as he had comforted our brethren in the other age. He says to us that the second death will not hurt us. Amen. The first church age, the reward for overcomers, they will have, their portion will be the tree of life in the midst of paradise. Amen. And then the second church age, he said, if you are able to overcome, if you are able to overcome, you will not be hurt of the second death. Amen. And so he said, we all know that the second death is the lake of fire. Amen. So you will not be hurt of it if you are able to overcome. The lake of fire, it will not hurt you. The second death is what? It's the lake of fire. He said, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Amen. Amen. That will be what? After judgment. He said, of course, that means all those who were therein were cast into the lake of fire. Now then, I want to bring out something here for you. If no doubt will cause people to comment on my strange doctrine. Amen. But I stand here on the authority of the word of God and deny that the unbeliever goes to an eternal hell and burns there eternally. I deny that. Amen. In the first place. The prophet said, I deny by standing by the word of God, the authority of the word of God, that there is nothing like eternal hell. That people will be in hell the whole. If you don't die, if hell is not completely annihilated, then you still have life. Though you are in the fire and you are not going to die, then you still have what? Eternal life. Praise the Lord. And so, the prophet is saying that the lake of fire It will bend, doesn't know how long, but it will surely come to an end because it has a beginning. Amen. Anything that has a beginning must come to what? Must come to the end. Praise the Lord. So that is what the prophet is standing on. But meanwhile, brethren, I want us to look at something. Maybe I will just hint it a little and you can check it out when you get your time. Let's quickly turn to Revelation 6. Just a few minutes. Revelation 6, 1. Let's read something about the seal. It said, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were a noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer." Amen. Now, let's look at the Nicolaitans. Let's look at the Nicolaitans. What is the meaning of Nicolaitans? He said it is, the prophet said it is two Greek words, Nikao, which means to conquer, and Lao, which means laity. And the two words put together means to conquer the laity. Praise the Lord. And so, you see that when the first seal was opened, you see, now it is what? The seals and the church age moving together because it is the Nicolaitan spirit. So watch here closely. The four seals, the white horse rider, the red horse rider, the black, and the pale, they are all connected to what? The church. Amen. So you could see the when the first seal was opened, there was, he saw a white horse, and that man who sat on him is the same man anyway. He went out to what? To conquer. He went out conquering and to conquer. That's Nicolaitan spirit in the first church age, which was what? Conquering the laity. Are you getting it? Praise the Lord. Are you getting the picture? The first church age, Nicolaitan, the deeds of the Nicolaitans. The prophet said Nicolaitans means, two Greek words means to conquer the laity. To conquer the laity. And then the seals telling us that the white horse rider went out conquering. Amen. So that is the Nicolaitan spirit went out conquering the laity. We will see that as we progress, you see the whole thing that the first four seals, they are all connected to what? To the church age. Amen. So the Nicolaitan spirit went out to conquer the laity. That's what the church age is saying here. You see, the prophet said, notice, look, he starts out to conquer. And he was given a crown. You see, there is a place the prophet said the white horse rider, when he mounted that horse, where did he go? He said he went straight to Rome. Praise the Lord. You get the point. The white horse rider, he said when he got upon that horse, where did he go? He went straight to Rome. Praise the Lord. And it was there he was given what? The crown. Amen. It was there he was given the crown. So we see the first church age, Ephesians, the Nicolaitan spirit that is conquering the laity, that's the white horse rider gone out conquering and to conquer. Conquering the laity. And he went. Why didn't he go to Jerusalem? Because that was where the apostles were, where the church really started. The true apostles. Why did he didn't go to Jerusalem, but he went to what? To Rome. To start something also, to persecute. See the false vine, where he has headed to. But the prophet said, God speaks to both. So let's hold on here, and when we come back next week, we will make more light on that. But take notice, the four seals, they are connected to what? The church age. We will see how the whole thing moves to this time. Amen. Because when it started from Pergamos to Thyatira, that's the horse, the red horse rider, killings. You see all this, that they just collaborate together, moving together. So we thank the Lord that the love of God, as we just heard, is election. So no matter the kind of tribulation that we will pass through, we look at one thing, the election, that God has chosen us unto salvation. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love towards us, that your love is election, and that, Lord, you have called us and made us kings and priests unto you, Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. As we've come, Lord, we are coming to worship you, praise your name, and hear your word, O God. So, Lord, we commit the next activity, Lord, into your hands. Commit the song leader, the musicians, our instruments, our lips, our heart, everything. We want to raise it up, raise them up, Lord, to worship you this morning. So, Father, accept our sacrifice of worship. And, Lord, let an atmosphere be created, O God. That, Lord, it will bring your word into our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren.